Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau at 6:45. Federal and state experts in drought assessment and long-range forecasting are expected to provide an overview of the critical situation facing the southern high plains of the U.S. They're meeting today as dry conditions intensify from the plains of eastern New Mexico to the Texas Panhandle and parts of Colorado, Oklahoma, and Kansas. In New Mexico, the lack of water and an unseasonably warm winter have already resulted in a run on hay reserves, and some livestock owners have been forced to trim their herds. Federal wildlife managers are investigating the deaths of two endangered Mexican gray wolves. The animals were found dead in Arizona in February. Authorities did not release any details about the circumstances or the locations where the animals were found. The two deaths are the first to be reported in 2018. Efforts to reintroduce the endangered wolves in Arizona and New Mexico have been ongoing for two decades. The hotly contested Trans-Pecos pipeline went into service in West Texas 1 year ago this month, and residents have been feeling some of its impacts lately. The aim of the Mexican-backed project was to export natural gas from the Permian Basin across the border. But as Sally Bove reports, 1 year in, Mexico is not getting the gas just yet.
May Ridgway lives in a pink adobe house on a quiet stretch of road along the Texas-Mexico border. A couple of weeks ago, she heard something weird in the middle of the night.
When it woke me up, I thought, is that the refrigerator? Because I didn't think, because the doors and windows were all closed.
It sounded like this. She walked outside and realized where the noise was coming from. The Trans-Pecos pipeline. It's a 148-mile natural gas line running from Pecos County to the Rio Grande, just down the street from Ridgway's house. What she heard was the sound of gas being vented from the pipeline, nearly 7 million pounds of it, over a 30-hour period that began that night. Ridgway's familiar with the sound now. She's lived here for 20 years, but the pipeline is new. And as she gets used to living down the street from it, she says the scary part is not knowing which noises are normal and which should be cause for alarm.
When the noise starts up, it's like, okay, is somebody down there manning it? Or
pipeline operator Energy Transfer Partners affirmed that the release was part of a scheduled inspection and maintenance event. But the volume of methane and other contaminants vented during the release exceeded the limit set by Texas environmental regulators by a huge margin, and there's no penalty for it. The operators only have to report the release, which frustrates Coin Gibson.
That's roughly 14% of the pipeline's capacity, and it's vented into the atmosphere to no productive use.
Gibson's with the Big Bend Conservation Alliance, a local nonprofit that's suing federal regulators. He argues that emissions events like these are just a drop in the bucket when it comes to all of the potential environmental impacts that regulators didn't take seriously enough in the push to get the pipeline approved quickly.
So here we are a year later, and not a single cubic foot of gas is flowing through that pipeline into Mexico. So where is the urgent need?
In the last year, all four auctions for buyers to bid on capacity for the Trans-Pecos pipeline in Mexico have failed. Ross Wayno is an energy analyst with S&P Global Platts. He says companies may be hesitant to get on board so far because construction in Mexico is behind schedule.
Nobody wants capacity on a pipeline if there's nobody to take the gas at the other end of it.
Without a complete network of pipelines and processing facilities to transport the gas, buyers don't want to commit. Mexican officials want American natural gas to fuel their newly deregulated energy market. And Permian Basin producers see this as a big opportunity. But without any buyers, for now, the gas mostly just sits in the pipeline. There is one recipient of gas on the Texas side, though.
The line is actually, as you know, is coming in from the west, and we're tapped in at this.
That's Rod Treviso. He's the assistant manager at Bayad Chile outside of Presidio. The plant just finished its first season in operation. They process chilies to make crushed red pepper, the stuff you put on your pizza. The plant is hooked into the pipeline from Presidio's industrial park, which started receiving gas last year. And they employed about 50 local people from October to January.
And without the pipeline or the gas, we wouldn't have had this business here, which means there wouldn't be any employment for the local community.
Presidio relies on propane to fuel homes and businesses. It's expensive, which is a big detractor to new development. City officials say it's unlikely that natural gas will reach into town for municipal use anytime soon. But the city's got big plans for the future of Industrial Park, including a cement outfitter and maybe even a USDA inspection station. And all that can happen regardless of the pipeline's future in Mexico. May Ridgway, whose pink adobe home is a stone's throw from the end of the pipeline, says she'll learn to live with the noise. But her neighbors are going to have to tolerate her, too.
I'm not going to move because of the pipeline, so they're just going to have to deal with me griping.
So far, Bayad Chili is the single recipient of gas along the Trans-Pecos pipeline. Across the border in Mexico, the next auction for pipeline capacity has been postponed indefinitely. In Presidio, I'm Sally Beauvais.